It's now 12 minutes after 4 o'clock, and today we're kicking off our CBC Calgary Suncor Food Bank Drive. We're taking donations of food and money at our CBC lobby until Christmas Eve, and that's where Jenny is right now.
Hello, Doug. So, as you know, this is the 30th year we have been doing this drive. It's very important. All the money we raise goes directly to the Calgary Food Bank. Now, our goal this year is $1 million, and with the economy the way it is, the need really hasn't been greater. So here to help get us a little closer to that goal, I have Bashar Hussein and Alec Campbell of Vista Projects, an engineering and procurement firm that works in the oil sands. And gentlemen, I see you have brought in a very large check, not only in size, but in quantity. How much is this check for?
It's for $30,000.
That is a lot of money, and that's not typically the kind of money we see on the first day of our drive. Like, honestly, that is absolutely amazing. Why $30,000? Was this a goal you set?
Well, this happens to be our 30th anniversary as well. Vista started as a mom and pop, my wife and I and my friend, and grew over the years, and now we do billion-dollar projects. And so we thought 30 years, $30,000, it makes sense.
It makes sense as well for us here. So we are ever so grateful.
Well, it's the 30th anniversary of the food bank drive as well. So it makes sense to have that $30,000.
This was very good timing on everybody's part, I would say. So tell us a little about your company.
Well, we've worked in the oil and gas sector. We're a Canadian, Calgary-based company, employee-owned, one of the few engineering companies of our size that it's owned by the employees. And we do a lot of different types of work, but in recent years we've been really involved in the oil sands, the SAGD, the plants where they inject steam into the ground and produce bitumen.
So, I mean, I don't need to tell you, this is a particularly difficult time for your industry. So why is it important for you to make this donation anyway?
Well, I think it's a particular time. The industry is down, the oil price is down, and we would like to take that challenge. All the world is watching us. We believe in that, and we will help our client to stand up, as well as we will help our client to fit for purpose. And in this case, we call it fit for 40. If the oil price is 40, we will fit our design and our projects for 40, and we are up to the challenge.
That's amazing. And I understand that there is another challenge that you're issuing to Calgary engineering companies.
Well, yes, we want to see all of the engineering companies. There's a lot of people that are hurting in this city, and we want to see all the engineering companies to step forward and make a good contribution to the food bank.
There you go. The challenge has been issued. Thank you so much, gentlemen, for coming in and for your donation. Bashar Hussein and Robert and Alec Campbell of Vista Projects just donated $30,000 to the food bank. And for every dollar raised, the Calgary Food Bank is actually able to turn that into $5,000 worth of food, or $5 worth of food. So if I do that, my math properly, that is $150,000. I'm glad I have engineers here with me. The CBC Calgary Suncor Food Bank Drive starts today, runs until December 24th. We are open here at our lobby at 1724 Westmount Boulevard Northwest from 7 until 7 a.m. till p.m. on weekdays, and from 9 to 2 on the weekends right through to December 24th. You can also make donations at the Suncor Energy Center on 6th Ave downtown until the 17th of December, and of course at the Calgary Food Bank. For more information, or if you want to donate online, go to cbc.ca/feedyyc.
Thank you.
Thanks, Jenny. Fantastic donation from Vista Projects. $30,000 for a great cause, of course. And we are taking our show on the road next week in support of the Food Bank Drive. We'll be broadcasting live from Winsport at Canada Olympic Park from 3 to 6 p.m. And we invite you all to come out and say hi. And, of course, bring along a donation or two. Members of Canada's luge team will be there, along with speed skater Lauren McGuire. Jenny's going to take a skiing lesson, which could be very interesting.